You trade stocks and options, right? Or at least you want to. Don't skip this ad, but pay attention. You're gonna wanna hear this. Do you ever feel like you just don't know which stock to pick? There's so many of them out there. Or maybe you even feel like the market is working against you, and that every time you put on a trade, it just seems to go wrong. You're losing, you're sweating, you're always staring at your phone wondering why does this keep happening. My name is Christopher Yule, and I was awarded one of the top 100 people in finance, and I'm also the host of the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. And I found this awesome service called FinClub.ai that I want to share with you today. FinClub.ai uses artificial intelligence to deliver you the very best stock picks that I have ever seen. And with these stock picks, you're going to be trading with the algos out there instead of against them. This is the kind of tech that the big Wall Street banks use whenever they're placing trades. They really do take the guesswork out of trading, and their win rates on any given day are between 85 and 95%. It is absolutely unreal and just a little scary just how well this artificial intelligence works. So click here to learn more and use the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, and you'll get 2 weeks of free stock picks delivered to you every single day. And as a bonus offer, you're gonna get your first month half off, and that comes after your 2 week free trial. So now you've got 6 weeks to see just how great the stock picks are at FinClub.ai, where they take the guesswork out of trading. So on the last episode, we talked about Delta. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about Theta and trying to explain it as easily as I possibly can. This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we give you the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance by Redwood Media Group, founder and head trader of 10MinuteStockTrader.com, Christopher Yule. Hello and welcome back to the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, where we give you the tools, tips, and tricks you need to trade faster and trade smarter. I'm your host, the 10-Minute Stock Trader himself, Christopher Yule, voted one of the top 100 people in finance for 2019. And today, we're going to be talking about another one of my favorite Greeks, Theta. Now Theta, this is exactly what you want to have if you're selling options, but exactly what you don't want to have if you're buying options. Theta is the time value of an option. And the way that I personally think about it is like an insurance contract. I used to work in the insurance industry. In fact, I've held two jobs in the insurance industry. And if you ever sell or if you buy a six-month insurance policy, you know, without a doubt, it's going to cost less than a 12-month insurance policy. And that's because the insurance company, aka the options seller, is keeping in mind more things can happen over time. And because of that, they are expecting a higher premium. Higher premium like if you sold an option, higher premium if you bought a insurance contract. Now, as you can imagine, a 1 month contract would cost less than a 2 month, and 2 month less than a 3 month, 3 month less than a 6 month, etc. Now, let's extrapolate that into options pricing. The further you get out in time, the more expensive it is. The closer you get to expiration, the less expensive it is, all things held equal. And that's because of the theta value. And theta, essentially, like I say, think of it as an insurance contract. On day one, it starts at 100. At day zero, when there's no more time to expiration, it's at zero. It'll decline from 100 to zero over the amount of time that the option is held by the buyer. So if you're an option seller, you want to sell that thing when it is costing as much as possible because you want it to go down. You want theta and all the other Greeks to be working in your favor. Now, this really is the enemy of the options buyer, and I've learned firsthand about this. I remember whenever I first started trading, and I've mentioned this before, I lost two-thirds of my account in the first 60 days I started trading because I was the guy who was really excited about options, and so I was buying the mess out of them. I was buying every option that I could, and because of that, I was having time work against me. And I remember just every day watching my account go down and down and down. And even though the stock was moving in my direction, let's say I bought out of the money calls, even though the stock was moving in my direction, the theta component was larger than the delta component on those particular instances. And it was causing the value of the option to go down. And therefore, me as the options buyer was losing money, even though it was moving in the direction that I wanted. Hey, do you trade options like I do? Then you don't want to skip this. You want to pay attention. I just found the very best options trading platform out there, and I want to tell you all about them. I bet you feel like you're never satisfied with your current options broker, right? Anytime you want to get help, anytime you call them, anytime you email them, you never actually get to talk to a human. And you need to talk to somebody because their platform is so difficult to use. I mean, you've got to go through all these different screens just to place a single trade. And then on top of that, their commissions are eating you alive. You can't even make money because the commissions cost more than your profits. My name's Christopher Yule, and I was awarded one of the top 100 people in finance, and I'm also the host of the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. And Tastyworks is the platform that I use and I recommend. Yeah, I know they got a funny name, but you're going to want to learn more about this platform. It was built by options traders for options traders. So if you're an options trader, you definitely want to check out Tastyworks. It was built on the back of high-frequency trading technology, so you're going to be getting the best fills possible. And on top of that, their commission structure, it's almost unbeatable. It's only $1 per leg to open a trade and $0 per leg to close a trade. So click the link to check out Tastyworks today and use the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, to get over $150 in free 10-minute trader exclusive bonuses just for signing up for a Tastyworks account. It really doesn't get easier than that. You're going to get the best platform that I've ever used, and you're going to get free bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. So make sure you check out Tastyworks and use the code 10MINUTE, and you'll be just as blown away as I was by Tastyworks and their options trading platform, built by traders for traders. Now, the curve of the options premium is not linear. It actually accelerates as it gets closer to the expiration date. But research has shown that the best time to be selling premium is around 45 to 30 days. And that's because it hasn't accelerated that decline. It hasn't started to take on more risk to the options seller, but it is already starting to show a faster decline than if you were to go out 90 days or 120 days. So essentially, if you were the insurance company, you would be selling 45-day insurance contracts because that's the most optimal time frame for the premium to have decayed without having any car accidents by the options buyer, which would have cost you, the options seller, to have to pay out more as the options go into the money. So that's an easy way to think about theta. It's essentially like an insurance contract. The further out in time you go, the more expensive theta is, and it's because of time. Theta will decline from 100 to 0 from the time you put it on until expiration. And this is exactly what an options seller wants to happen, but the opposite of what an options buyer wants to have happen. So I hope I've explained theta easy enough for you today. Think of it like an insurance contract. The further out in time you go, the more expensive it's going to be, and it's going to always decay to zero, without a doubt. So that wraps up today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com. I've been your host, Christopher Yule, and make sure to come back tomorrow for more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode. Hey, thank you so much for listening to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. I know you're a listener, but are you a watcher? Make sure you head on over to YouTube, type in 10-Minute Stock Trader, and subscribe to the 10MinuteStockTrader.com YouTube channel. Every week, I upload all the podcasts as full videos, and that way you're getting the full 10-minute trading experience. That way you can have all the tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter. Make sure you subscribe to whatever podcast app you're listening to and leave me a 5-star review if you don't mind. That would be fantastic. And whenever you're done with that, head on over to 10MinuteStockTrader.com and download the 1-Minute Options Trading Quick Start Guide. It'll give you all the tools, tips, and tricks that I use in my own portfolio, and it never gets outdated, and it will apply to every single options trade out there, so I think it'll be pretty useful for you. And while you're there, check out the free portfolio page. That'll show you everything that I've traded over the last year in full transparency. And since you're on the website already, check out the free trading course. In this free trading course, I give you every single thing that I know and use in my own portfolio, and I definitely think it'll help you out too. And then after you're done there, head on over to tastyworks.com and sign up using the code 10MINUTE, that's 10MINUTE, and I'll send you over $150 in free 10-minute trader exclusive bonuses from 10MinuteStockTrader.com. And most of all, thank you so much for letting me be a part of your day. I really appreciate the fact that you and I have connected today and that you've chosen to put me inside your earbuds. That means the absolute world to me. And thank you so much for stopping by. 10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested.
10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform.